If you take the limestone cliffs in the UK, which are a very classic example, effectively what nature has been doing over millennia is storing carbon dioxide through a natural process of carbonation for millions and millions of years. The only thing that we've sought to do, in which a bunch of very brilliant professors who founded Carbonate Systems managed to do, was to take that process, which takes approximately 15 minutes in our case, where nature takes, you know, probably several millennia, and we capture the CO2 directly from the flue stack into the container. And then, if you will, if you can imagine this on a conveyor belt, you have as well the thermal waste residue from that operation, which comes in parallel, and the two are brought together through a series of steps and exposed to different elements and processes to effectively perform the ACT, so the accelerated carbonation technology, and to produce on the back end what is frequently referred to as an aggregate.
Welcome to Mindful Businesses, presented by Sarani, and I'm your host, Vidya Iyer. In our podcast, we bring to you brands that are mindful in their practices and processes. A mindful business adopts and employs sustainable social, economic, and environmental practices. Today, we have with us Martin van Boom, Chief Commercial Officer of Carbonate Systems, making carbon productive. He joins us from London, UK. Welcome, Martin.
Thank you very much, Vidya. It's great to be here.
So when we think about carbonation, the first thought that comes to my mind is, what is carbonation?
Effectively, what carbonation is carbonation is a form of CCUS, and CCUS is a form of permanent carbon capture. So I think the terms that you will see floating around a lot when you read articles in the media or television and all of the sustainability advances and innovations that you see, we talk about CCS a lot, which is carbon capture and storage. The terminology which is probably you see less frequently, but which we'd like to see a lot more frequently, is CCUS. And that's all about utilization. It's about carbon capture and utilization. Mm-hmm. And what carbonation is that carbonation and mineralization are a form of CCUS. So effectively, what we do and what carbonation is, it's permanently sequestering and storing CO2 within a physical compound that can then subsequently be reused again, and hence the U in the CCUS.
Why is it so important to capture it?
I mean, if you look at the variety of different industries, and one of the ones that we're focused on particularly is the sector of hard to abate industry. So if you look at, for example, the cement industry, which emits some 8% of global GHG, I think sometimes what we underestimate is that even though carbon, you know, gets a bad reputation at the moment, carbon can actually also really be used as a very useful compound, certainly in the circular economy, and for making certain products useful again. And we apply that specifically to waste. Mm-hmm. And so it's a way of capturing GHG emissions, which would otherwise end up in the atmosphere, and making those carbon molecules from CO2 useful again in new recycled building compounds in our specific case.
And when you say GHG, you mean greenhouse gases?
Yes, correct.
But nature has been capturing carbon for millennia. How does nature do it?
It's very similar. So it's effectively the carbon molecules reacting with, in this case, if you take the limestone cliffs in the UK, which are a very classic example, effectively what nature has been doing over millennia is storing carbon dioxide through a natural process of carbonation for millions and millions of years. The only thing that we've sought to do, in which a bunch of very brilliant professors who founded Carbonate Systems managed to do, was to take that process, which takes approximately 15 minutes in our case, where nature takes, you know, probably several millennia to do the same thing. So we're very much mimicking nature in that sense.
You talked about the cement industry. So which other industry or product or activities can be used to capture carbon?
I can speak about that. I'd probably, in order to give a good overview to you and your listeners, I'll probably take us one step back. And when I talked originally about CCUS being, and carbonation specifically, mineralization specifically, as a solution for GHG emissions, I think if we take a step back and we look at some of the hard-to-abate sectors like cement, but equally industries like the biomass industry, or we look at energy from waste, or we look at probably, in our specific case, any industry which produces thermal residues, so waste streams, as a result of combustion, usually of a fuel. In the case of an energy from waste plant, it arises from the combustion of household waste in many cases in order to generate electricity. In the case of a cement plant, it's frequently the use of alternative fuel firing systems, which leave behind a residue as well. And those residues, which in this case would be landfilled, both at an impact economically in terms of cost, but also in terms of a natural impact to the environment, those type of waste streams are ones that you can carbonate and effectively re-inject with CO2 as a form of permanent storage, so more than 99 years, and subsequently use again to enable the circular economy and generate new building materials that can be used again.
What is the pH level of this new product?
I think it depends very much on what the source is of the residue that you're using. And that is very different between industries, but it's also very different in between specific customers and producers. It all depends on what the residue is originating from in terms of a fuel source that's being fired.
So, Martin, when did you join Carbonate Systems?
Well, actually, only very recently. So I've only been with the company now just over 6 months. But I was actually employed at Royal Dutch Shell, the oil and gas major, for over 16 years.
And it's a complete contrast, right? What made you switch from the gas industry to a more sustainable industry?